Watson Hall presents.
The Perishing of Sir Ashby Phipps. With Jimin Beg as the Game Master.
Now then.
Yeah.
Shall we do a summary? I'm sure Tina
can catch up. Why not? Who are you and what are you doing?
People keep asking me that. Suspicious lack of marrows.
I am Captain Newman. I don't know, but there's a quite pretty lady who is wearing black. I'm with my friends.
There's a technical term for that.
And
you're getting more and more like the Major in Fawlty Tower.
That sounds quite good. Actually, I shall be Fawlty.
Bit right wing the Major for me.
He is on the right wing. That's true. Sorry, that was a bit harsh. The very definition.
I mean, to be fair, if you basically put him back in Victorian times, he is quite a liberal.
But, I don't think he's a progressive at that point. I am Zane. Erogenous Zane. Mm-hmm.
You're not as Zane as you'd like to think you are.
You're not as erogenous.
So what are you doing here? There's a widow?
Sir Ashby Phipps is dead.
Can't all be after the widow.
Yes, that's the widow.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I think we've pretty much settled on he was frightened to death.
Yes. We discovered he'd been having some disturbing dreams.
Which, as Victorians, is, a sign of, serious
mental weakness.
Serious issues.
And so he was trying to sort of exercise them by keeping a diary.
Yeah, which is convenient. I recommend anyone who expects to have some kind of horrific occurrence in their life to set in early with a diary that the investigators can use.
Mm. We were investigating Madame Gorb, the mysterious fortune teller at the fete, and unexpectedly found her in
Blacked
the form
up.
Of a cross-dressing...
racist, yeah.
Yes.
Curate.
Yes.
We wouldn't join the church in the first place if we didn't like wearing skirts.
Small aside, I did notice that Bad Squiddo have now got a series of, I don't know if they're army or naval personnel, but basically they've just been called to action, but they're wearing the panto dresses and stuff. Superb. Anyway,
learned that a nearby. So we thought that was probably a dead herring.
Scarlet mackerel, maybe.
Yes, we thought probably that was the end of the Madame Gorber side of things. There is an asylum nearby with a learned docker or something.
You described what you knew about the dreams to the curate, who was reminded of a book he'd read, which he has now lent to you.
Mm. About the Birkenhead.
The Birkenhead, yeah.
That's fine. We've established my birthright is to do it.
Jesus.
and bits of the Birkenhead was broken up. It was a cursed ship that was broken up because it was cursed.
Also noticed the photo plates in this book are quite early for photo plates, but within the range, but are really extremely good.
Started Audacity, Roger.
Thank you.
Yes, we remember you sort of telling us something that we didn't seem to feel was very exciting, but you kept telling us, so it must be relevant. Sorry, that was a slight
One way of doing it, yeah.
Yeah, he has some technology which appears to be years ahead of its time.
So, the date.
And those are the last words of Everted Zane, as he later came to be known.
What was the date again?
1866.
Okay, so we've had generally available proper photography for 10 years. Yeah. Daguerreotypes before that, and then obviously there's Fox Talbot. And
as I remember, it was the contrast was much better than it should have been because you could make out the details
red.
On a red
shoe. We could get reds came out as grey rather
instead
than
of black.
It sounds like something Spock used to say.
A great leap forward.
I've
written Mablethorpe's family. Maybe they owned the Birkenhead. Can't remember.
So Mablethorpe was the photographer who wrote the book.
Okay.
So you were thinking whether there were any living relatives, I believe.
Yeah.
You were planning to look into Mablethorpe.
Wasn't that old, though, was it? How old's the book?
No.
It could be him.
It's not my thought.
And actually, Mablethorpe. Was it Mablethorpe who is ill? His wife and children went nutty.
It's a Victorian era.
Yes.
That's like every other
it
man.
Was,
usually they die. Well, the wives die anyway.
Well.
57.
So much easier than a divorce in this society. and also, we haven't followed up the Farnby link yet. Farnby
you have not.
Is...
but we
friend.
Are going there tomorrow because we have sent.
We
our,
sent notice that we were going to.
We, yeah, we well, the Reverend sent his card, and we're all just going to basically just hang up.
I wish he hadn't
you
called
have...
the photographer Mablethorpe because I just keep thinking of Mapplethorpe, and that's making me picture these images quite differently.
Does the doctor you haven't yet spoken to, I believe...
There was a Marrow woman as well.
Where were we last?
We were just at the curate's.
You were at the rectory.
We've probably gone home and compared notes. By this
yeah, because we were planning to meet up, weren't we? Because I didn't go to the... We were going to sort of meet up at the pub or something, I suppose.
And we also might want to go to talk to the doctor at the asylum.
Of course.
Yes, Dr. Lorne.
That's always good for
us. Dr. Lorne.
It's the Lorne Asylum, so it's probably a Dr. Lorne.
<Is it?
laughs> all right. But what was the one in the Willow the Wisp one that I love? I can't remember. It was like
what the asylum,
the doctor, or the asylum?
I don't remember an asylum.
The medical centre was. It had a funny name.
Oh,
all right. It was funny in my head. It wasn't actually funny.
You'll have to look that up. I'm afraid I don't remember.
Anyone listening may go back to that and just listen laboriously until they get to the half-assed joke that we did during it, or not? Sorry, just keep listening.
Did we make one joke during the whole of the...
I think that was the joke. We did.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember it now, but I think we did one.
Yeah.
Medical Centre, yeah.
Is that the one with the Evil Edna and...
No. No.
Yeah, well, Will of the Wisp is not what you're saying. That's why I was surprised there was an asylum in it.
Yeah,
no.
Brian Medical Centre.
Brian Medical Centre. That was the doctor's name. Brian Medical Centre.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the
joke.
It wasn't in the Will of the Wisp.
No. Well, no, it was
no.
Will of the Wisp
it may have
as
been.
In.
That's right. The scenario. Yeah.
As in the.
Okay.
The things that we possibly encountered.
Right.
That
so nothing to do with Mavis Cruz.
No.
Fine.
No,
probably not.
No.
Okay,
Doctor Lorne.
Doctor,
it's about
Lorne.
Time we mowed our way over there. So
wound and wound the
see if you can find somebody to spill the beans. Look for the grass.
So I think it's
cutting,
about mid-afternoon because you went
joke.
To see the you went to the rectory after lunch,
and they gave us really nice cake and biscuits.
Of course.
So we've met up. Well, we'll have left and met up with our compatriots.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yes, assuming there's any possibility of getting a pint of something, I should be having a pint of something.
Of course.
Would we?
But absolutely.
Not 100% sure.
The photo book, weren't we? The Birkenhead book.
Oh yes, he's read it. He's
so we also
to.
Think there's possibly an African element here, don't we?
Hmm. There's this.
Was it Farnby? Was the friend?
You believe so,
Farnby
yeah.
There's a friend who brought the African fire god. That's a word. Mm-hmm.
Fire god,
yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to say it like you. Matt Berry. It's a real word.
It is.
It's not like a superhero team or something.
Well, I suppose I have heard of a fire guard.
As a very slight aside, and I will promise we'll go back to the plot really, really quickly. I am so pleased with the Fallout series that actually, Matt Berry plays the audio.
I was enjoying it lots, so then Matt Berry turned up, and I thought, this is a good show.
Yeah.
You can leave now.
No. You don't like that? You must like that.
But no, and then Matt Berry turned up, and I thought, this is now my perfect show.
I thought you were being negative.
Yeah, I thought you were being negative, sorry.
No, I was enjoying it, and then Matt Berry turned up.
Then it went downhill.
I got very excited because it was... I nearly had to say the word that I can't say. But it was in the Mr. Handy. And I was like, Sean, that's Matt Berry, And then he actually turned up.
He wasn't the Protectortron.
Thankfully, there wasn't one of those...
There wasn't a Protectortron there.
Protectortron.
Protectortron.
The whole episode was Protectortronness. Is you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. So African connection.
Digressed.
African connection.
I don't even know if Mark actually finished his little anecdote there.
Yeah, that was my anecdote.
That was the whole
school friends.
Just so happy.
Africa.
It made it perfect. Anyway, Doctor Law.
What have we got to link together so far?
We need to talk to loads of people.
Well, I'm just talking about from what we've got.
And drink beer.
Because that will help, rather than just then talking to more people without a kind of direction. And end up having to go and talk to you again.
Mr. Howarth, that sometimes the pulling together of disparate threads can lead one to a most unexpected garment.
That sounds really exciting, and it's your round.
Right.
See if you can trade
a
couple of books.
Wasn't it my round last time?
No.
That was under a different dispensation.
It is much easier to gaslight people now, isn't it?
no, I think are we pre-gaslight?
We're probably we're certainly pre-mantle, but I can't remember when gaslight went in. Anyway,
that's
we were
the
on
the
plot.
Thing
so
about bloody film that if, isn't actually gaslight. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, what?
The bit about gaslighting isn't actually... Yeah. He's not deliberately trying to mislead her about the gaslight. That is just a side effect of his nefarious activities. The rest of the stuff he does in the film is deliberately misleading, which is what we consider gaslighting. But the gaslight thing is not gaslighting.
But the
that
name of the film...
It's called Gaslight.
I know, but it troubles me. The thing that has become...
There's probably a word for that.
Yeah, that it's not
but it'll
the
be
thing,
German.
That it is the thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, if we're believing in cursed objects, which, well, keep an open mind, that...
We've all seen things beyond the
grid. That fire guard strikes me as something, because it's been... It wasn't brought back as a... Hmm. It's not an African fire guard, is it? It's got a decorative thing that's been put over it. Or attached to it, or whatever.
Somehow to the Birkenhead, but I can't see how they would have had such an item... Or even the constituents of such an item on this cursed ship.
Well, it could have been brought back on it.
No,
I don't think it ever went to Africa.
That was in South America.
Yes, it was South America.
Well, it could be two separate things, perhaps, or perhaps one of your red ends.
Oh, yes, I do need to pick up that prescription. Mm.
Prescriptotron. I didn't think he meant now. Bloody hell, he's gone at speed.
Oh, that was quick.
Hello.
Do you get that mini fridge?
No, but I came prepared. Mm. With a Strange New Worlds from Huxbeer, which is a local vineyard that's branched out into beer.
Oh, is that the one just down from Ivy Bridge? Or just up from Ivy Bridge?
No. That would be Chartham or the Ivy Bridge Brewing Company.
No, I'm sure there was one on the somewhere anyway. Anyway, let's...
you're right. It's in Chudley, which is not far. Yeah.
So
that's not a real place. Chudley.
It is
returning your scattered attentions.
Oh, bless your
crushing well, them into a tiny ball of focus.
Our plan really is to gather more information, I believe, at the asylum. From
who?
Well, I do think it's a good idea to just make sure we know what we've got so far that's apparently leading to something else. Any of the stuff we've got that's kind of, you know, self-contained or we think is a dead end, we can then stop worrying about that.
Well, I think we can cross off Madame Gorber off the list. The fire god may have entered. It's only in the last 3 weeks he's been disturbed, so we're looking for things that have changed in that time.
Do we know where or who Farnby is? Have we got information beyond the name?
Yes, we know who he is, don't we?
He lives about a mile away, and we are going to see him tomorrow.
On a farm, or a converted farm, or something like that. He's a childhood friend of Sir Ashby Phipps.
And he's Colonel Farnby of the Cape Corps. Who are a bunch of amateurs and
but their
hearts are in the right place.
And he's the one who brought the fire guard. We haven't established when, but the maid seemed to think it had been there longer than 3 weeks. Am I right in thinking that?
It had been there longer than she'd been there, and she'd been there a couple of years.
So it's not exactly a recent... In fact, the only reason it caught our eye as being very out of place.
Yeah, it is very out of place.
And it kind
but what
of
if
almost...
it's used as a focus of some sort? Could have been used... That may have been something that's only happened recently.
Potentially.
I mean, I'm...
A wire.
Thinking this is up your alley, Professor.
Well, exactly. I mean, the spiritual foci, or Othrom, as the tribe in the southern African states often describe them, can vary. They're often
bulbs.
Constructed, the Othrom, as the Othrom are often constructed as cursed item. But it strikes me, if Farnaby has brought one potential Othrom to the manor, maybe he brought another one in the previous...
Could be even worse than he's got an Norfolk.
The fire guard came apart due to gravitational stress, you say?
There has been an escaped prisoner, have I? Or have I been reading too much Conan Doyle? Through that time rift.
Probably not reading too much Sir Conan Doyle now.
Yes, in a mere 30 years he'll be fleeing over the wastes of Dartmoor.
Oh, he told me what he was going to do years ago. He's still practicing medicine at the minute, probably. In Plymouth.
So,
anyway,
given the time of day, I think it is possibly a little late for a social call to the asylum, though again we could send a card and do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. There was no escapes.
Isn't it the weekend anyway?
You have, as far as I know, entirely imagined the escape to anyone.
Okay. Yeah, so
we just know there's an asylum nearby.
Yeah, yes, and therefore, there's no holidays.
Hey, referent. I mean, we obviously have one obvious person that we could, if need be, just maybe
consign.
get him checked in.
That would be quite an extreme measure. I think it's a very good idea.
These dreams he discussed, were they talking about Southern American kind of?
You noticed a theme, yes.
And what was it? The Birkenhead?
Not exclusively, but
a lot of it was jungle.
Yes, and kind of was it the Birkenhead had been to South America?
Yes.
That's a potential thing.
Yeah, South and Southern Central, wasn't it?
Now, that doesn't fit with our fire guard, but maybe it had a different cover on originally.
Maybe.
So it's made of
mahogany, but it's got an African cloth on it, perhaps.
Yes. Maybe the reason it stands out is that's been replaced recently from something else. We could...
Well, no. So the maid thought it was... That had been there as that.
Yeah.
For several years.
And if it's come from this chap from South Africa.
But it could be a sort of like.
I mean, it's all foreign. No, I think that's an important key point.
That's a common theme, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bit like when you have too much of that
gin.
No, French women.
Another pint, Captain.
No. What's the one where basically if you keep having it too much, it basically makes
lampreys
puts blood in your wee.
I can assure you that's not the case.
Iron filings, sword swallowing,
syphilis,
broken glass.
Oh no, it's that mercury,
acupuncture,
mercury, and things like that.
Or asparagus.
One of the chaps in the regiment had a real problem with that.
How did we get onto this? I forgot. Are we having a fever dream?
But like mercury, perhaps little bits of things like the fireplace, perhaps there are other things in the house that we have not yet ascertained.
Because we weren't really looking for them, we haven't been around.
Yes, okay.
Perhaps we need to go back to the servants and ask them, are there more jungly things?
Start perhaps with things that have arrived relatively recently and work our way back, maybe.
Yeah, we tried to find out if he had any visitors in the last 3 weeks. I think we drew pretty much.
Because obviously we've been in his room, but we've not been in the Mem Sarps.
Well,
you'd hardly want... I was going to say want to, but obviously you do.
It wouldn't be proper for a gentleman to enter a lady's...
Thank goodness he's only a captain.
But maybe Alberta could investigate.
Bertie, old girl, would you do that for us? Oh, what a brick.
Maybe I could tag along just...
Not a vegetarian brick, you understand.
Well, we could do that tonight. It's not that late, isn't it? Or we could have another pint here. I'll get him in, shall I?
Yeah.
Very good of you.
Oh, you are, you know, you are, Prof, you're a good man for a charlatan.
It's all the money you get for books, publishing.
Do we have to?
Well.
I mean, Dickens, for example.
Well, I can't claim to have quite reached the levels of fame of Chuck, but... Someday.
Old Chaz. Alright. So we've got an asylum, a school friend,
certainly
a marrow woman.
We shouldn't really call on anybody.
Well, the marrow woman
might be in range of this evening.
Maybe they'll all be at church tomorrow.
No, especially on a Saturday night.
Reasonable.
I mean, there might be a church this evening.
Reasonable. When's the funeral? That's in a couple of days.
Monday.
It? Well, maybe we should see who turns up there as well.
Ashby for one.
Actually, saying we should do a bit more digging is probably inappropriate.
Well, I'm sure we could earn a few bob, you know.
Yeah, doing digging
is tough.
I'm going to go out, on the limb here, Prof. But I don't think you can do much digging until the body's actually down in the ground.
Traditionally, I think you do it before that. But
unless you're in New Orleans,
depends on one's professional history.
If we go and do some digging in the graveyard, there'll be a couple of local boys.
I remember on the Zambezi, several hours and pints later.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look around the house. That's something we could do tonight.
Okay, so is that the plan? Return to Lady Well Hall?
Yeah, have a look, general look around, see if anything else.
But this is a really nice
South
pint.
American.
And there's pork pie.
Or South Africa. I keep passing the anthropology.
Maybe we could wander around the garden
to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything that looks like a part of a ship.
Take a bow.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. It'll
maybe
stay light for a little while.
Look. I can't think a part of the house to search.
Yeah. Right. You've got a ship. and it's made into other things. Now, are they, you know, like your official pen from HMS Victory, or are they going to be things that are just made of metal or wood that's been taken from the ship, and therefore we're not going to be able to tell?
True.
Do they have any round windows?
Or any curved tables, or anything that just is slightly...
No. A friend of mine has got round windows.
Is that Jemima or Big Ted?
It's Bilbo, I'll have you know.
I mean, there's the foremast, obviously, in the gardener's cottage.
No, not that.
The rudder in the bedroom.
Anything
I mean,
that seems obvious, or obviously new, or out of place. I mean, yeah, if it's been fully incorporated into a piece of furniture, that's going to be hard to spot. But anything obvious.
Have they had any new tat in the last couple of months?
We could ask.
I mean, they probably have had something, but nothing that obviously catches your eye. Maybe, you know, some crockery or similar.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to ask about that kind of stuff.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. Nothing that seems suspicious once you have asked about it.
Right,
okay.
Nothing that's actually relevant is what you mean. It reminded me.
I feel like I'm in a text adventure and I've just got the "you see nothing special" for 15th time.
I have a sharp pain which I think may be correlating the old contents. Are we back at the house? Mm.
I believe so.
Could I have a look at that portrait that Lady Fitz showed us?
Yes, of course, in the drawing room, yes.
Yes, I would like to look at it next to the book from the photographs of the Birkenhead and see if there is a commonality there.
So
the photographs are not a common thing at this point, after all.
Yeah, you wander into the drawing room, it's... You're obviously welcome to do so. There's the veiled photo. There's a couple on the walls. There's one on top of the piano. Any particular preferences?
Was there more than one photograph? I thought there was only one that was actually a photograph rather than portrait. Sorry, I should have.
There are two veiled photographs. Yeah. There's one on the wall and there's one on the piano.
So have a look at both of them then.
Yeah.
I still have no photography skills, so...
Who pointed out that improved thing? It doesn't matter, carry on.
That was Michael Newman, I believe, Captain.
It was me.
Spotted the Union Jack.
The Union Jack. It was grey, not black.
Mm.
Or the
you could see the red, where the stripes were.
Or rather, not the Union Jack, of course. It would be the Red Ensign.
Yeah.
I'm sure... Though everyone tells me it's not an enzyme, but I'm sure that's the proper word.
We almost let Shim give us a clue there.
Almost, but just in time. Yes.
Using our old tactic of building up an absolute fever pitch.
And then yanking it up.
All right, forget the photo.
So,
just tell us what it is, for God's sake. I'm so exasperated. I've got to tell you.
Roger. The Reverend peels back the cloth. You see a photograph of the late Baronet on some sort of heath. Very, you know, romantic, windswept, etc. It's clearly a backcloth of some kind. It's practically Wuthering. He's... When you look at it, you have this book with you. Obviously, the printing techniques are a bit different because one of them is on paper. Obviously, it's that special shiny paper. But, I mean, the composition is different. To a trained eye, you would spot that sort of skill. But in terms of the technical
It's really the visual qualities, the particular vividness that we remarked on.
It does... Now, you mean, you remember thinking, well, that's a jolly vivid picture... at the time, and yes, there is a commonality in liveliness. It has less of that sort of fish-eyed, sort of quality that you tend
don't
to get
just
on...
throw fish-eyed into a Cthulhu adventure.
he looks less like a corpse than most the typical Victorian photograph.
Than he currently does.
Even though he currently is, in fact. You can sense good cheer.
Because normally they put that on quite big, but it could be potentially on the back or covered by the frame.
It's got Bootwell.
Bootwell.
Well, yeah. No, our chap's Mablethorpe, isn't he? That can't be right.
No, not necessarily the same.
Well, don't you sign photographs like paintings?
I'm wondering where this thing was actually developed and printed, and whether he might perhaps have worked at the same place, not necessarily being a free agent.
Those chappies tend to do it all themselves.
So that's
I'm
the big
sure.
one on the Many wall. How about the small one on the piano?
That was the one on the piano. Okay. The one on the wall is also labelled Bootwell, and shows the your deceased baronet standing some kind of Greek temple. Again, obviously,
yes.
Not an actual Greek temple.
Doesn't he, for a man who doesn't
Again, has that slightly lively quality to it. Hasn't been standing still long enough to have completely, frozen. Hmm. A little bit too vivid.
Hmm.
What made you think of that, Reverend?
Correlating the old contents. I mean, a photograph is not a common thing in these days.
Well, something just came to mind that I read once in an article in the newspaper. There are some tribes, when people took a photograph of them, they became quite incensed because they believed that it took away a fellow's soul.
Of course, it's baptism that does that.
I thought I just chained it.
What a fascinating story.
Yeah. It's basically by osmosis.
But what's interesting is there's almost more soul in this picture than in a regular photo, wouldn't you say?
Wow. Well, when was this photo... taken.
Photograph, sure. I should be saying. Photo seems awfully
I'm sure that chap just winked at me.
Well, you're a very attractive man, Captain.
Yeah. You could ask photo.
Either Lady Phipps or one of the zones.
Was this... I wouldn't know how we'll you ask such a photographer.
Nope.
Yeah, let's ask... I'll ask
We'll ask Bowen.
None of us know a damn thing about photography, do we?
No.
Or indeed anything useful.
You called, sir?
We're just wondering, we've become intrigued, fascinated in a spiritual sense by this photograph on the wall. There is something extremely lifelike.
It's a very good likeness.
Isn't it? Very vivid. Almost haunting.
Well done. That's it. Put that
really,
in
sir. Gentlemen will have their little jokes. Nervously fusses with the veil.
Could I ask how long it's been there?
The temple has been here for, I believe it was taken last year or possibly the year before.
I see.
Don't recall. This on the piano is from the recent fete.
Hmm. And a local studio, was this?
Mr.
Maple?
I don't recall his name precisely, Maple? But no. Yes, Lincoln fellow. Comes for the fete every year.
Lincoln, not, he was called like Robert Lincoln.
Or he was bright grey.
No. A very, very pleasant man, from what I recall.
Did he have a family in tow, do you recall?
Not at the fete, sir.
What was the name on the photograph? Was it Bootwell?
A gentleman assistant.
Was his name Bootwell?
Of course, sir.
A gentleman.
Bootwell
of Lincoln.
I believe that is the name, yes, ma'am.
Of Lincoln.
You've done
so
quite
we
well.
We should be able to.
Thank you.
Would you like to be patronised more, or would you like to be excused?
For a small fee, of course.
Let me see what I've got. perhaps I could patronise you in private later.
It would cost extras.
Yeah, okay.
He's neither wealthy nor a widow.
Yeah, good point. Oh, you've got to get your practice in there.
Seems quite a good valet.
One must keep up the red end.
No.
I don't suppose... Oh, I was going to say, do they have a telephone directory? Very short at this point.
they probably have a Lincoln directory.
Why would you need a telephone directory?
I'm just wondering if we
can... How far is Lincoln from here?
Investigate Lincoln, the boot well.
We'll get there tomorrow.
Not terribly far. It is... Absolutely, yes.
How would you find a business?
Could we get there tomorrow before the funeral? When's the funeral?
Ooh.
A couple of days, wasn't it? Tomorrow is Sunday.
Oh, actually, no. Yes, sorry. Tomorrow is Sunday. So the place won't be open.
No.
But we're going over to see...
Fribby.
Colonel Blimp.
Farnby.
Yes, indeed.
You're Colonel Blimp, and they haven't even invented blimps yet.
I know.
I had a look at the picture of Farnby, and he looks a lot older than I thought Sir Ashby was. But they were school friends.
Well, maybe he was just a fag or something.
You age quickly in the army.
I'm only 22. Have a look at the back of these photos while we're here. Just in case. Photographs.
Yeah. It's roughly 20 miles to Lincoln.
That's a big photograph.
So looking at the looking at the backs of the photograph, is there anything there? Is there like anybody going, get me out?
There are no figurines waving at you. There are no occult symbols. No hideous faces, you know.
Other than the
very ordinary. Yeah.
Well, fascinating connection, Reverend. Maybe coincidence, but in my game, you know, you soon learn there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Then why bring up that it might have been a coincidence?
But to really heighten the tension to the reader. You see, in my game, you're always narrating the story in your head. So
it's all a bloody game to you, isn't it, Professor?
My dear fellow, we're talking about mortal peril to the soul here.
Hmm. Yes, well, I don't think we need to bring religion into it.
You're okay with the whole spirit world and all that, but, you know.
I'm making that shit up. There is some connection, but I do feel earthly powers have not yet connected the realms of the spirits to their fullest
national grid
extension.
Realistically, you are not going to manage to get to... Well, not realistically at all. You are not going to manage to get to Lincoln and back before anything happening on any given day. Because it's 20 miles. Yeah.
So, is there a train to Lincoln tomorrow?
There is a train. You could take the train from Ancaster. So it's probably going to take you... You know,
can we send ahead
less time, certainly.
To ask like the postmaster or something where it is, and just confirm it exists. This photography place.
Yeah. Well, of course, if you mention this to Bowen, he will reach to a shelf and pull off a copy of White's Lincolnshire.
Ah.
And you can turn to the page for Lincoln, the Lincoln directory, and find.
That's not right, is it? Persons, employment. Got better handouts than we have.
No. Yes, but if I give you a handout which is 899 pages, some of you would complain.
No, we'd just never finish the adventure because we'd follow up every lead in it.
There are so many named NPCs in this, and you would ask about all of them.
Began it with B to make us.
If you look up Persons of Interesting Jobs, which is not what it's entitled, but it's basically what it is, you would find photographers.
Where is his studio?
Bootwell, J.
Where in Lincoln?
Uh-huh.
In Lincoln.
Any
I don't know if I even wrote that down anywhere.
Address. But it's findable. We know that.
In an inexpensive quarter of Lincoln.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down.
I could not work out where would be a suitably inexpensive quarter of Lincoln.
Nobody was going to walk
in 1816.
About 16. I can tell you now, about halfway up Castle
Mountain. I've walked up it.
Trust me. No bugger's going to be there.
But there's going to be a shop there, you know?
So did I. Basically,
trying to balance that, I thought rather than take a stab at it, I'll just. It's very steep.
I'd go. Not necessarily.
It's a bit like Cardiac Hill in Aberystwyth, or Town Hill in Swansea.
Is it literally called Cardiac Hill?
Supposedly because of people having had heart attacks triggered by trying to go up it.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of students Nogra combination. Kelly. Either at the top or the bottom. I can't remember where.
You have to admire the Welsh approach to places like that, where they go, no, just stick a road on there and don't bother terracing. We'll build the houses sort of on an angle. Just straight down the side. They'll be fine.
So, you have discovered the location of a photographer?
Well, let's go to bed so we can do things.
Isn't it like
really,
three
sir?
In the afternoon?
It's late.
Is it late?
It might take
6 o'clock in the evening.
Time for another pint or two.
All right,
it's your round
zone. To the pub. Is it still my round?
Ah, no. You should be careful because we had a turn in the garden.
You can certainly
do
so.
What he saw.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's
something rum.
Pleasant.
That's an excellent suggestion. It's your round, isn't it, Professor?
Do you stay on the round all day? Is that how it works?
No,
I got the last one, Mr. Howarth, the one before that.
Okay, all right.
People often ask how the landed gentry managed to say landed. So consider this educational.
You can certainly have a stroll around the gardens. Is there anything particularly you wish to look for? Yeah. It's quite nice, peaceful. In certain places the turf has been, as you know, torn up by the fate, or by the feet. Nothing obviously sinister happens. Ignore the sound of dice rolling.
And then presumably change for dinner.
Yeah. What's the full menu for dinner, Jim?
It's the handout queue. Mm.
There's a queue. Right, next day.
Yes. Nothing happens overnight. You pass an uneventful and possibly erotic evening, depending on your proclivities.
Every evening with me is erotic. Even though most of them are on my own.
So, the next day dawns.
I'm going to church.
When are you planning to visit the Colonel?
Yes, tomorrow. Today. Farnby.
Today.
After church.
Yes, we said we'd go after church.
Apart from anything else, he's probably going to church.
Mm-hmm. If it was that close, it could be the same church, yes.
Yes.
Actually, yes, because didn't the actual vicar say that he was a member of the congregation?
Oh, did he? Yes. I wasn't there. That would be interesting news.
That would be an ecumenical matter.
Yes. I imagine he will go to the same church.
All right, bums on pews. That's what you say.
Not loudly as people are filing in. No.
We prefer to handle the matter with a little more respect.
I'm sorry. Yes.
We will ask basically where we can sit, which does not interfere with any of the. Residence normal seating.
Of course, you are shown
just
to
a bit at the back.
Some perfectly pleasant seats.
They're normally quite far at the back, but don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I can find myself next to some elderly-looking, clearly rich woman on her own.
I will basically make sure that I sit in between the two of you.
Cock blocked by a captain again.
Don't wait to see a man in uniform.
Well, you wouldn't want to see him out of it, put it that way.
That's what you think.
Don't know, but she reminds me of my grandmother.
I will have my little jokes.
Sorry, how old is this one?
Approximately 103.
It's the Accrington Banshee.
55.
Yep. Well worn 55. Oh, right, having dealt with Nick suitably, the service proceeds in an orderly manner and nothing weird happens.
Stand when it's finished.
Well, that's not getting a good review on trip.
Presumably, the vicar.
Don't hear the sound of jungle drums
as they're leaving. And mention some names as they do so. So, who are we looking out for?
Yes.
Who's called?
With the Marrow.
Mrs. Marrow.
Newman?
Beverly?
Mrs. Beverly, yes, indeed.
Beverly Marrow, that's right.
I enjoyed that the sermon was entirely based on the works of Dickens.
Two doctors.
And why they all need to be burned.
You will. Dr. Weston will be present, and Dr. Lorne is not. But that's not surprising, because the asylum is quite some distance away.
Okay. Dr. Preston, is he the one who pronounced?
Dr. Weston is the family doctor of the Phipps, yes.
So he's on the death certificate, or he will be? Has he done that yet?
No, he was, yes.
Right.
The Colonel Chappie.
Who else was there?
Yes, indeed, Colonel Farnby.
I think that's pretty much it for the village.
We're about to go and see Colonel Farnby, but maybe talk to the doctor while he's here.
We could talk to the doctor, but we could also go and chat with the colonel and just make sure it's still okay for us to pop round. And
Mrs. Beverley, what was the crack with Mrs.
Mention
Beverley
we like
again?
A bit of tiffin, you know, and things like that.
Tiffin?
And that was an argument tiffin, because...
She won the marrow / asparagus competition.
Yeah, okay, fine.
She was a dark horse.
Yeah, there was lots of gambling on the outcome, and lots of people were angry about it. Yeah, of course.
A lot of gambling,
if you recall, the vicar had to devote a sermon to this topic because it was becoming a bit out of hand.
Sorry, we missed the marrow topic.
Mm. There were.
What's this doctor called, Doctor?
Crippin.
Weston.
Weston. Weston. Yeah, Lorne.
Expansive facial hair.
So, I'm going to speak to Mr.
does not look in his mid-40s, but let's ignore that.
Talking to the doctor and the colonel.
I will definitely pop and say hello to the colonel.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
Ladies first.
Good morning, Mrs. Beverley. I believe congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Success at the fete.
We were talking. The mount. Yes. The ambiguous vegetable. Yes. thank you.
And in the red corner, the Accrington Banshee.
I've never seen it come for most ambiguous vegetables before.
Shit, I've forgotten my name.
Mrs.
Cook.
Mrs. Cook. Yes. Delighted. Delighted. Are you visiting in the village? Very nice to see you.
Right, what's the name?
How did you come to...
I've forgotten her name. Lady Phipps mentioned it, I believe, at dinner the other evening.
Lady Phipps.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Well, yes, I was very fortunate.
Good.
Yes,
to have the gentleman. Did you put them in that place?
Yes, they were very complimentary about my vegetables.
Well done.
Yes, they did not. They did not like that, madam. They did not like that at all. I believe some of the gentlemen at the pub were very displeased about the outcome.
I think
it serves them right. Frankly, what I would say.
Mm. Shame about the colonel, though. Such a shame. Such sad news.
Wasteful. Very wasteful.
No, not the colonel.
Really? But he looks so—he looks so well.
Sorry. I'm very tired. I got my
Sorry.
He's killed the colonel, last
night. Now you're fine.
Yes.
But it's not going to kill himself. I told you.
Such a pleasant man. Yes, always very. Yes, very young. It was very shocking, I believe. There was quite a bit of talk. And his poor wife, of course, poor Lady Phipps.
Widow.
Well, of course, yes, very, very, very devoted. Not recently. She's a very good woman, you know, very, very good woman. I'm sure very sorry. Very sorry for her loss. I should really be getting home and
congratulations.
Making sure everything's ready for lunch. Yes.
Oh, I hope so. Perhaps I'll
see you again before you leave. Yes.
Could I have a look around?
Yes, we're fortunate. We have quite a large garden. Yes. Of course.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Of course, yes. You'd be most welcome. We're at the White Acres.
You also. Right.
Of course.
White Acres. Well,
have a lovely day.
Okay.
A slightly impatient-looking husband is kind of.
I'm worried. I'm wondering why did she enter the competition and not him? It's more of a
probably not his melons.
Thing that men would do. The women would enter the jam making and the cake making competitions. Yeah.
Or flower arrangements. Yes.
But perhaps she's heard of this new suffrage thing.
Never catch on, you know.
Who was the person who was expected to win? Because there was a kerfuffle, wasn't there?
Either Farnby or Mr. Yates of the
beat
Yates
them hands
Sundays.
Down.
Mrs. Beverly swept in out of nowhere with a surprisingly large marrow.
Just to check, she didn't have a weird colour at the back of her eyes, did she?
No.
It's on the checklist.
Fluorescent purple.
No, she seemed a perfectly nice lady. I have an invitation to go and visit and to have a look around the gardens. So I might take her upon that.
Very good.
Shit.
What a secret is.
What shit, I say.
Probably murdered her first husband.
In my line of work, you see, sometimes even the most mundane findings can have a arcane connection.
Yeah,
it's the corpses mostly. Really, really good for the phosphorus.
I am reminded of the case of the Chudley carrot.
Big wooden case with a glass front so you can see the carrot properly.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
Come on, move.
On.
Anyway, on. Who were you talking to?
I was cornering the Dr. Weston.
Hello, yes.
Doctor, I believe we've met. My name is Zane, Professor Zane.
You see, it's good grief for you, poor fella.
Take one of these. Come back to me in the book. Come back to me.
There's nothing I can do to help with that. Go away.
No.
I wonder if we could step outside. Have a slightly delicate matter.
It was merely a passing remark. So I don't think I've reached that.
We are here at the behest of Lady Phipps, investigating the circumstances of her husband's unfortunate passage.
Ah, you mean in Ancaster?
What kind of doctor is he?
Proctologist, yeah. You mean here in Ancaster, not here attending the Sunday service?
Oh, yes. Well, obviously we attend the these.
Yes, I was a little puzzled. Yes, yes. Yes. I suppose so.
I just wonder if yes. I could perhaps, if this isn't too inappropriate a juncture, just ask you a few questions.
Why pop over to my place.
Surgery?
Oh, call round now if you like. I don't believe we've got anything on. Should probably go home and change.
I'm having that dream again, aren't I?
Of course, yes. Perhaps I'll pop round tomorrow if that would be all right.
What, during the funeral?
If it suits you.
Oh, yes. After
before,
Before the funeral. All right, I'll pop round there. I could follow you home if you like.
Well, that's what he's suggesting.
Well, maybe we'll just go together if I follow you. That would be mild.
Skip away hand in hand.
He asked me.
I'll give you 5 minutes and then I'll get out. Coming.
So you're declining the immediate invitation?
Oh, yes. No. I'll pop along now. I'll just let my companions know. Just a second.
Yeah, I'm here with friends.
I'm in. I'll see you later. I'm going to talk to the doctor, see if I can pump him for more information about the poor old stiff.
Please don't
have fun at Farmby's.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to accompany me, then
I presume the good colonel. It looks a little bit bemused at the have fun at Farmby's when. Well, I'm stood next to him.
Oh, is this Colonel?
Yes.
Was this?
Can I introduce you, Professor, to Colonel Farnby?
Can you?
Yes.
I presume.
I don't know. Who are you, sir?
Zane. Professor Zane. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Can't say I have. No. How about you, man?
Any dice rolling? Are you sure?
He's not the sort of person who would have heard of
you. Yourself, Captain?
I'm willing for you to.
Police news, wasn't it?
I'm willing for you to have done so well.
I was just thinking that it was just probably what.
Delighted.
And also,
what's your regiment, sir?
I was a huzzah.
yes.
My first time of making that joke for the whole time. Not right.
Fairly strained.
Yeah. Not wearing the boots, I see.
Well,
tassels are a bit of a troublesome for church.
No.
It's hardly appropriate for a sober sermon.
Yes, and definitely, obviously, the helmet is definitely a bit of a no-go.
I mean, I'm sure you'll have all the trimmings for the funeral, no doubt.
Oh, I have brought the whole shebang. Sword, high heel.
I think
boots.
He's already dead.
One doesn't go half shebang on such a thing. All right, well, I shall see you later. Delighted to meet you, Captain.
Colonel.
See you later. Yes. Colonel.
No.
Yes, be seeing you.
Colonel, I understand you were with the, okay. This is where probably I should make a slight roll to see how. Actually, no, he's not an inappropriate sort of guy. He's just very thick. so he wouldn't actually turn around and go. Wouldn't turn around and say, with that bunch of amateurs. But that's kind of how he's.
Just stick to the facts, you know. His old school friends died, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I understand. You know, your friend just popped his clogs.
Jesus Christ!
Yes, poor old Ashby. Poor fellow. Damn young, it's a damn shame. Apologies, Reverend. Should we pop on outside?
Yes. Would you like some of my shag?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Yeah, what do you take?
Whatever is basically rough and from Afghanistan, I would guess. At the
I just get a feeling this is turning into a pissing contest at every level. Well, I suppose I can. It'll hardly be as if I'm smoking anything, but...
He will take some of this. And yourselves, gentlemen, are you also...
Shaggers?
Are you joining this conversation?
I'll loiter. I don't really want to be crowding in when we're
you're obviously together. He'll sort of glance.
Obviously, the Rev can. You know, this is perfect camouflage ground for him.
It's a super offensive pipe.
Yeah, just a few gravestones or something.
So, what are you doing in these parts?
Well, we're going to be coming and seeing you shortly.
You invited
us for luncheon, I believe.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. You with the Reverend? Not that Reverend. The Reverend.
Reverend
Spencer.
Reverend Spencer. Yes, he's over there talking to your Reverend. Must be some ecumenical matter.
He's the left Reverend. The right Reverend is your Reverend.
So, do you fancy the three?
The right Reverend is John Jackson.
Yeah, he's the vicar. He's the bishop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot we'd actually.
Well, a sort of gesture in a, you know, not a come hither way, but yeah, you know,
he will come
over here, you fellows.
He will sort of waft his pipe in a.
He's not a wafter.
Yeah, I imagine it's a commanding sort of a.
Yeah, it's
a, sort of a gesture.
And we will attack
mess about
here,
you
here,
fellows.
And here. It took me less than a week after starting smoking a pipe to find myself subconsciously doing that, so.
One of the main benefits is smoking a pipe.
Only if you have like a straight stem billiard type, though, because otherwise you're pointing around corners all the time. Church wardens.
This pipe smokes
menace.
Around corners. You're Spencer, I hear.
Yes.
Ah, jumped. Yes, well, welcome to toddle on back to my place immediately, if that suits you.
Wouldn't want to put you out, of course. My word.
No. Sir, no, very, very welcome, very welcome. And yourself, sir? Glances at Benjamin.
Ah, yes. Well, forgive me, I was not wishing to.
Part of the boarding party?
Not wishing to crowd, but yes, indeed, I'll happily come along if that's amenable to you, Colonel Howarth, Benjamin Howarth.
Howarth. Which Howarths?
Yes, those are the ones.
Ah, yes.
I knew it.
Yes, well, all very welcome.
Jim, that well, I would have the laugh of someone who had to do that or they would cry.
It's a hoist with my own petard, really.
GM. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I've finished talking to everyone here, I believe. Let's just make our way back to my place. So, yes, terrible shame about Ashby. It's known the man for years, since boyhood, actually. It's,
you were quite close, then.
Good fellow.
I mean, obviously, you only lived a mile away, but I meant more.
Yeah, much of stayed in touch, you know, letters and such like. I was in Africa for a damn long stretch of time, but
we were actually
didn't make things easy.
Quite a very amusing, charming sort of gift that you'd given to Sir Ashby.
The little statuette with the
none of those none of those pre-epic African figurines of which this was in the form of a fire guard, which I believe had been constructed using some design that you'd had sent over.
Yes, yes, a lovely piece of bantu cloth. Bought bag for him.
I see, that sounds very exotic.
They make some very fine fabrics there. I thought he might like. He's always had a hat, I suppose. Yes, a taste for he wasn't a travelling sort himself, but always had an interest in far flung places and that sort of thing. I thought
some of his library. So a man who would like to travel in his mind and vicariously through his friends, eh?
Yeah, precisely. Oh, yes, always.
Through the Reverend, obviously, that's different.
Well, the Reverend's travelled a certain amount, I believe, but among the poor heathens in Middlesbrough, I think it was. Yes, didn't really have the constitution for travelling himself, but very interested to hear.
Perhaps that's contributed to the weak heart, maybe, was it?
That's what they tell me, but I never saw any sign of it. The man was fit as a fiddle.
Apart from his constitution, yes,
it was not so much the physical constitution as... it was rather a...
temperament not suited to travel.
Bit of a home. Rather,
thought.
I believe that's the expression some of our Atlantic cousins would use. Yes.
Just came to mind an odd question. If you'll excuse it, are you familiar with a ship lately called the Birkenhead? Speaking of heathens.
Birkenhead, more of an army man myself, but
I was thinking you would have travelled on quite a few. This one was more South America, I believe, than Africa, but
not so much my area. No,
it was apparently broken up, and parts of it may have made their way into reusing the materials, I suppose. And we were just trying to find out if any of it had made its way here. It was Professor Zane who really raised the question. He often says things like that.
Birkenhead.
Hmm.
And that does ring a bell of some sort. Some sort of problem. It's an ambassador's ship or some sort of thing. Don't recall precisely, but...
A story you perhaps heard about or read in the paper, not something you personally encountered, I see.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, make yourselves at home.
What can you tell us about, what was the guy's actual name? Phelps?
Ashby Phipps.
Ashby Phipps.
I mean, it's the name of the scenario and the name of the main deceased NPC, and we all seem to be having this tremendous problem actually remembering what he was called.
So tell us all about Ashes then.
Ashes. Poor fellow. Yes. Good fellow. Always, right sort, upstanding. Not exactly a model schoolboy. Didn't really have the brain spread, frankly. But good egg. Good sort.
Man you could rely on.
Man you could rely on, keep a straight bat, that sort of thing. A quiet sort, but had a certain taste for amateur theatricals. Raise a few chuckles. Not very lively in company, if you know what I mean, but... Among friends, yes, very, very pleasant. Didn't bother one with damn fool questions about things or waste one's time.
It's wonderful to get a more rounded picture of him as an individual, because of course we are attempting to really ascertain what his final moments were. We've been. And it's so difficult, as there were no witnesses. As you say, heart attack appears to be the medical story, which, I must
must obviously bow to superior knowledge in that case.
I believe a fit of apoplexy was what Lady Phipps mentioned the doctor had said, which, frankly, a less apoplectic man it would be hard-pressed to find in this nation.
We did. He was the dullest man in Victorian England, which sounds pretty stiff on the news
running.
Wasn't the argumentative sort. Did he get himself into a tizzy about things?
Was he sort of I was going to say in his right mind, but that's obviously not completely the wrong phrasing. But was he off his rocker just before the?
Had anything been troubling him that he may have mentioned to you?
I don't believe the fellow had gone balmy. No, is.
Oh, no, fair enough. Good call there, Captain. You're on safe ground.
Military man. You say they've been talking about having some strange dreams. Seem to sleeping poorly.
That can always.
A few nightcaps before bed should sort that out.
Would the Colonel have actually seen action?
Yes.
Yeah. So I will mention the fact that obviously, if you're basically on out of manoeuvres and bits of pieces and you have very little sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You can start seeing things that aren't necessarily always there and so on. And
Yes. Yeah. When a fellow's out watching for things in the fog or wondering when the enemy's going to make a move, it's easy to imagine something.
Yes, we do have reason to believe that he was perhaps startled from a reverie, maybe, and after that, he seems to have roamed somewhat frantically around the garden before finally falling. But I'm presuming.
You think he was frightened to death?
Well, I wondered if he'd been sort of startled from a dream, and then in that moment, it all seemed so real. He then perhaps runs from where he was, panics. Next thing you know, every bird call, dog barking, bayaki flying past is something that could. Seem very real to a man, and more than real.
Yeah, yes. Passing bat seems like an assegai being hurled in one's general direction.
Oh, heavens. Don't tell me about assegais. Oh, God. Yeah. Don't even know what the word means.
No, literally don't talk.
I did see a chap once down in the Cape. Something similar happened to him.
I don't recall Sir Ashby as wearing a cape.
No. That was where he was. It's where the colonel was stationed.
Cape up. I'm not familiar with that either.
Found some sort of token in a bowl of stew. Turned quite pale with fright.
Token?
A curse mark of some kind. It turned out there was some accusations of adultery or some such thing. Yes. Probably, yes, yes. I don't recall precisely what it was, but
this token looked like, do
you? Sort of queerly shaped wooden thing. Some sort of crude heads carved on it.
Coin-like, perhaps, or
A little, yes, that
like a wooden coin, maybe.
Yeah. A little square, but yes, the chap caught sight of it, turned pale, let out a screech, and within a couple of minutes, he'd completely shuffled off.
And did anyone else have the stew?
It's rather good, as I recall. Of course, the fellow could have been poisoned, but we never found any sign of it.
apart from the foreign object in his bowl of stew.
Well, yes, of course, but nothing else.
Well, that's most peculiar. Most peculiar.
Yes, yes.
I mean, one hears tales of natives and their superstitions, but...
Well, yes, yes. But Lincolnshire's not quite so rustic as that, you know.
Well, not quite, not quite.
But, precisely, yeah. No, I mean, all sorts of things, yes, yes. I mean, there's many interesting beliefs they have there. It's, yes. Something to it, you know.
But surely Sir Ashby was not the sort of man who would have believed in something like that, and without belief it would have no effect, I presume.
Well, precisely. I mean, it's a very... A little too level-headed, if you ask me. He liked his travel books and so on, and... hearing a few stories, my places of travel too, but...
Well, that certainly seems to fit with the idea of a man who didn't go that far. I think we've all got a need for a wider perspective in our lives, and it sounds like his was satisfied with tales of adventure and exotic places, rather than
precisely,
go to
precisely.
The brown trousering stage of actually being there yourself.
Which, yes, at times is not always a pleasant one.
No.
May I ask, did you give any other unusual sort of gifts to Sir Ashby? I'm just thinking as we go through the house, it would be useful for us to know what we can ignore that might perhaps leap out as being unusual to our eyes, but is in fact just a memento or souvenir you've given him.
Yes, yes, of course. Let's see.
Any didn't really... carved wooden tokens, perhaps, or anything of that sort?
No, not I can think of. The cloth, of course. Partly is, deepest respect to Lady Phipps, not one with much of a taste for
the exotic.
Precisely, exotic decorations. I believe she wasn't too keen on a couple of spears and shields I'd offered him. But we have some cloning issues going on.
Apparently so.
She's aimed to better than one.
Of all the people to get the double off.
But
erogenous zones.
Yes, yes.
Not by the Reverend.
Well,
yeah. No, don't believe he still has anything that I brought back. Other than those.
Well, that helps.
He didn't bring a great deal with me.
No, I imagine travelling light when you're on campaign, eh?
Yeah, I mean, he'll have brought you into his study at this point, probably. So, you know, there's a fair number of things around here. Captain, you would probably pick up what there isn't is any obvious sign of weaponry, which is perhaps a little bit unusual. Yeah. He doesn't seem to have brought back his own.
Didn't bring back any of his tillage from down there.
Didn't see the need. Not actually need the damn things here. Seen quite enough of them down in Africa.
Wow, bit of a come down to where. Whack off the hollyhocks of the cavalry sabre, eh?
Yeah, precisely.
Oh, you'd be surprised, you'd be surprised though, Reverend. It works rather well. And, you know, one always has to make sure that it's sharp before I go out on campaign again.
Yes,
he's got a
session of bluntly whacking off your hollyhocks, would you?
He's got some little figurines, he's got some, chalk and, some paintings, some pottery.
If anyone else has any questions for the Colonel, because I largely exhausted anything coming to mind. And I'm hoping we can make some progress in our investigation instead of just giving ourselves more things to consider.
Well, no, I mean, so out of game, one thing occurs to me is if it was something like this token, we need to see... So the Colonel obviously didn't win, but at the end of the day, this is his mate. He's not going to have given him a token, but who was the other one who...
Yates. Yates and Sundries.
Yates and Sundries, of course, may... Yates and Sundries may not necessarily have the same love of the person who did him out of his money.
Yes, but it seems a bit exotic for a man called Yates to be doing.
Well, we don't know... We know very little of this Mr. Yates.
I mean, I'll readily believe in not knocking off the judge because he got pipped at the post. But, you know, we're with a blunt instrument, not an exotic oriental poison undetectable by science.
I mean, you know, I mean, but, well, actually, it wouldn't be, because it would just be a token, wouldn't it?
But it surely something like that wouldn't affect a man as, let's be honest, utterly, utterly dull as Sir Ashby.
We never found anything like that. I mean,
we haven't yet, but we don't really know what we're looking for up to that point.
And the fact that it's actually small enough that it could easily have been concealed, or even just knocked, just been trodden on and trodden into the ground and.
Nightmares, crazed brawls, hurled themselves overboard. Doesn't that not sound to you like what happened to Sir Ashby?
Possibly. But I'm not there, so.
Well, no, this could be later when we're, you know, and we could be doing a slightly non-linear investigation. Because I know how much Shim would enjoy that sort of thing.
Well, we probably need to search. Well, maybe that I'd need, I don't know.
No.
Maybe
so
the
just
doctor
thinking...
will say he choked to death on a small wooden queen.
Yeah. So anyway, there's definitely. But, okay, so we then basically proceed to have luncheon with him and.
He will
have a bit of the old
certain amount of colonial anecdoting.
He can talk about all the people that he abused and killed in South Africa, and I can talk about all the people I abused and killed in Afghanistan. So
it's all a great game.
Anyone who's paying attention, actually, his anecdotes are remarkably free of stories of killing people. But there's a lot of, you know, when I was in such and such place. You know, knew a chap who did whatever.
Whereas mine do involve an awful lot of death, remembrance, destruction, and the odd sort of vaguely humorous phallic joke.
Excellent. He will attempt to engage the rest of you also in conversation.
The possible carrot question.
I think he was having some sort of delirium from lack of sleep then.
Could be.
He was clearly attempting to sleep. He was reading Dickens.
Did you? So when you
dreary
when
stuff.
You were over in the Cape, did you do any sort of game hunting or any tracking?
Oh yes, certain amount. Buffalo, of course. Yes. Rhinoceroses.
The old lions.
One or two, but it seemed a shame, you know. Fine creatures.
Yes, definitely.
Right. So it doesn't like to kill man or beasts.
But basically, I will mention the fact that we actually tracked his his footprints, which seemed quite, did seem rather interesting. And then the fact that suddenly he ran as though he was trying to escape, because of everything that happened at the two walls.
Does sound like something of a fit, doesn't it?
I mean, it just feels. I mean, as are you Mr. Lord, Honourable Mr. Howarth?
Colonel. Oh, you?
Don't think Howarth. Necessarily. I have no idea, actually. Just says Benjamin Howarth.
Okay, I will just say, as Ben was mentioning.
Steady on, let's not.
Benji here.
Yeah, Benji.
The Benster, the Benmeister, Ben Aruni.
was saying, it was almost as though he had been disturbed from a dream. Almost brought it across with him into the waking world.
A waking dream where he was, in his mind, engaging with real things.
Some sort of fever, do you think? Seen that sort of thing a time or two. The
doctor made no mention of a sign of it, though.
Probably no. Fear, sweating,
don't
broken
believe there
bones.
Are any,
or
any toxic plants? I think we asked about that, didn't we? Whether they got any third needles in the garden.
You did, yeah.
It is quite a mystery.
I mean, I've heard, one hears of a chap or two going off their rocker now and again,
but not somebody like his lordship, who has been already, described as
Status man alive, not alive, as the case may be.
Who the new title holder is? Anyway. Sorry.
Yes. Good fella, though. Damn good fella. It's a shame.
Oh, wise guy. Good fella.
Yeah. I can't think that. I think we are probably. Unless you want us to make some rolls, Shim.
I don't think there's anything specific
that we could have,
if you had specific questions, ask him. He might have relevant information, but there's nothing obvious that he can offer.
The one thing we've got to ask about is the suspicious vegetable.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I thought I had that one in the bag, frankly.
The dark horse, I hear, caught everybody by surprise.
She's taken it out. Beverly
woman. Yes, well, I mean, who'd have thought that? A woman sweeping in from the east and sweeping all before her.
Taken by surprise with a mallow.
Precisely. Yes.
And
certainly, it's been between myself and Yates for five, 10 years now.
It's been a long-running matter with the two of you, eh? It must be
personal honour, quite.
And then I suppose the two of you were sort of in solidarity all of a sudden.
Deflated, one might say.
Is that possible with the marrow? I presume they're full of beetles.
Beetles, yes, quite. But, rather had the wind taken out of our sails, you know?
Could we ask about Yates and his background and bits and pieces, but sort of throw it into the more general marrow discussion?
It's just a friendly rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, the word frenemy has not been coined yet. But
that bastard Yates probably has.
That bastard Yates, absolutely. He is a man of lower status. He is the shop owner. Mm-hmm. But a respected adversary in this matter.
Do you know who's had the upper hand in this ongoing, who's been, excuse me, coming out on top previously?
What was there?
There does seem to have been a rivalry evolving over the past 10 years. It's gone back and forth several times.
A reciprocating marrow.
From things that are not said, you get the impression that Yates perhaps has tended to come out slightly further ahead.
Oh dear God. Well, that will sit well with the Colonel, won't it?
So, you know, there is a certain well, I'll get that. I'll get that bastard one day, you know, sort of.
The way I did Sir Ashby? No, okay. It's not really
waited 60 years for that incident with the porridge.
He thought, I didn't guess that he'd baked his conker, but oh, I knew.
So, and there was a distinct smell of vinegar.
Oh, that's low. That's low. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you've pretty much exhausted. Sure.
Pumped
okay.
The Colonel. Yeah,
we have pumped him dry. So over to Erogenous and his time with the doctor.
Dr. Weston. Yep. You are ushered in to Dr. Weston's house. His wife will also greet you.
Oh, delighted to meet
you. Delighted to meet you too, sir. Who would you be?
My name's Zane. Professor Zane. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Can't say I have.
Fuck off, then.
Will you be staying for lunch?
Oh, I don't mean to impose.
Less imposing man I've never met.
I merely wish to ask your husband some questions on a medical matter. Not with me. I'm fine. Don't worry. Everything is in fully working order.
Oh God!
Is that right? Well, you gentlemen had best be off by yourselves.
yes.
A delicate matter, I'm sure.
Whacking your hollyhocks.
Cheer up, old lad. Most rashes go away in a week or two.
She will busy herself with things. Right. Well then. Professor. What seems to be the trouble?
I'm going
to
stand up. Does he have like a bay window or something?
Oh yeah.
I'll sort of look out across the bleak moor, or whatever it is. With my arms behind
probably
my back.
Probably for a nice garden.
Doctor, may I be frank?
I wasn't really expecting a consultation, but certainly.
Are you aware of the spirit world, Doctor?
You're drinking, man.
Would you consider yourself a spiritual person?
Gosh, no, not at all.
I put it to you, Doctor, certainly not. There are things on this earth which should not be.
No, the timing was perfect.
It was absolutely fantastic.
I'm so sorry, I can't help it, I'm so tired.
No.
I know exactly how you feel, sweetheart, we all do, but you know. Yeah. You just don't have that filter that the rest of us have got.
Not today, I'm not.
Perhaps you can sense the negative energy in this room, Dr. West.
I see. Yes, I think I see what the problem is. You're a quack.
I'm an investigator in such matters. Doctor. Quack. I'll say,
yes, precisely.
The way I'll say doctor will make it very clear that that is below professor. Now, I am here at the behest of the Widow Phipps. She has asked me to investigate the unfortunate death of her husband.
Well, it was unfortunate. Yes.
I wonder if you could fill me in on the details. Leave no detail unturned, for what may seem innocuous and simplistic to one such as yourself may reveal itself in all its glory to me.
Well, I suppose you do have that note mentioning.
I feel like I'm losing the room here. Come on.
You do have some sort of note from Lady Phipps.
Spill it, you quack.
Well, as far as I can tell, it's a simple case of apoplexy or something close to it.
Nothing is simple, in my opinion, Doctor.
Well, you have to say that, don't you?
Yes.
Did he get thrown out of medical school by any chance?
Only because he wasn't registered there, but insisted on turning up.
Perhaps you could explain to me what you think apoplexy is.
Well, overexcitement of the nervous system leading to heart failure.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, Dr. Weston, but it strikes
You're forgiven.
Me, Sir Phipps, God rest his soul.
Oh, American eye.
Was perhaps one of the least prone to excitement of all the men this side of Cardiff.
Well, that's true.
So how do you explain such a discrepancy?
I don't.
Oh.
Was it?
Okay, well, that's not it.
Well,
once he's in medical anomalies now and again.
Oh, sorry, Doctor.
Once he's his unexpected tragedies now and again. I mean, so
did you perform an examination?
Took regular. That was in yes, fairly typical state for that sort of seizure.
A seizure, you feel? A man, I put it to you, who never had a seizure and died before. Suddenly.
Well, that is true.
Suddenly.
I feel he may have turned out very differently if you had administered a few fatal beatings.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, apoplexus and returns from whence his bosom came. Do you have any other explanation?
I'm afraid I'm limited by what the current state of medical science.
What state was closed?
Ragged. Mm. Been about. Been running about.
Any sign of hemorrhage?
Would there be?
I don't know. Was there?
From a heart attack?
No.
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 The tables have been turned slightly.
So, was in good health, took his exercise, had a respectable brand of tobacco, and smoked one of them myself.
Now, may
yes.
ask a question in, and I'll sweep round. I can't remember whether I've already swept round again, but I'll.
You,
I'll
can, do you it. Can, it's fine.
In confidence.
Of course.
Has had the deceased Sir Phipps, in case you've got, visited you previously to this encounter, but within a period not limited by 3 weeks. Had he visited you in the last 3 weeks?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Saw him, about 4 months ago?
You haven't seen him since then?
Well, only on a social manner.
Any change in character you notice?
Let me see. Seemed a little more withdrawn, perhaps, a little more distracted.
In your medical opinion, did you feel there was any change in him physically?
Not particularly. Hmm. No, no.
I see.
No, indeed, in disposition. He was always a very well-tempered man.
Now, would he be the sort of gentleman who would discuss with you his dream life? And I was about to ask about his sex life. But his dream life, his the realm to which all mortal men are destined to visit when the veil of Morpheus is drawn upon them.
Sleeping?
Yes.
I don't believe he mentioned anything of the sort.
Hmm.
No, I mean, obviously, if he'd been having some issues with his heart that he perhaps had noticed, that could have affected his breathing when he was attempting to sleep.
Could you describe?
Yes, ghastly horror. Oh. Not surprising. If a chap finishes dying,
I'd say normal for a dead corpse. You think?
Within the rounds of normal. Yes, that's what I'd say. You say he'd been. What makes you think he'd been dreaming?
I don't believe I'm at liberty to discuss such matters, Dr. Weston.
Well, if he had been, there could be symptoms of all sorts of things. I mean, mental exhaustion, some sort of digestive problems, very, very, very commonly associated with dreams. He hadn't mentioned any such thing.
The entire thing is going to come down to a piece of cheese. Or
African cheese, I think you'll find, carried on the Birkin heads.
I mean, one sees quite a few of these cases in these parts. There's a reasonably high incidence of within my experience, which is largely local, but moderately high incidence of mental.
But of course, we are
weakness, perhaps some sort of inherited aspect, something in the blood, something in the water, perhaps.
Any familiar, similar types of offing the clog pots recently?
Not that I can think. I mean, you'd be better off speaking to Dr. Walsh, really, the asylum. I would speak to Dr. Walsh personally.
Oh, there's two doctors there.
At least, yes, yes.
Nice.
I can't even remember if there is a Dr. Lorne.
Well,
that was just an inference from the fact it's called the Lorne Asylum, isn't it?
It's called the Lorne Asylum. The house surgeon is Dr. Walsh.
I see.
Yes, he knows all the ins and outs of that sort of thing.
Do you feel any professional jealousy towards Dr. Walsh?
No, very different clientele.
I see.
Mine largely have enough money to not have to go to an asylum.
Good point. All right. Well,
look, good fellow. Good fellow. Yes.
Dr. Goodfellow. Another one.
Knows his business.
any. No, I'm out. That's it.
You just want to keep asking if they've got any sexual deviations or anything, don't you? You just keep looping around. Anything you tell me about Sir Ashby's sexual life.
And one final question, if you please. Any instance out of the ordinary? No?
Can need a little bit more information there?
Well, anything. You know, giant marrows? Wasps? I don't...
Wasps?
Pulls out a small notebook. Do you often see giant marrows?
More than I sometimes when I'm feeling afraid.
Dear, perhaps just hold off on the lunch for half an hour or so.
Cancel my 12 o'clock. This is going to take rather longer.
Do you have an interest in these? These sort of ailments, sir?
I'm really researching for a book I'm writing. But you've been a great help, Doctor. May we, I, prevail upon you in the future? If
Of course.
You've been most...
Have you read, Kleinmantel?
Have I? I find it rather amateurish and sometimes... overly speculative in his encouragements.
Well, I mean, yes, but that makes a few good points, I think. Yeah,
what,
have you seen
what
his?
What would you say was his biggest point?
I would recommend. He says frantically, trying to find the folder which he failed to open earlier.
Can't give us a handout now. It's past time.
Ha ha ha! I can do anything. I can do whatever I want. No, that must be the wrong folder. Where is it?
Handouts?
Yeah.
Is it a book?
It is.
Or a film.
On pernicious nervous diseases.
On pernicious. Alright. This one. Yes, I seem to have misplaced my copy. Would I be able to borrow yours?
Yes, of course, yes.
You don't mind if I dog ear it, do you?
I'm glad they didn't.
Oh. That's the kind of bounder I am. Alright, we shall have a look at that later. I will take his book and thank him and his wife for tea.
Make a beeline for the second-hand book dealer, I know you thought.
Yeah.
I'm not drop-lifting one of my books in a second-hand book dealer. Just want to make that clear.
Yeah, Zane will be making a roll. We'll see him. He'll be doing a roll-up that looks suspiciously as if it's come from a medical text.
Yeah, you have obtained contact.
I'm going to put read at start of next session.
I mean, that's an achievement, that, obtaining a handout. I didn't get one.
Yeah, nobody else got a handout.
I thought your adversarial approach to everybody was perhaps a mistake, and yet it seems
you've got a wrong foot, him. That's how you get ahead.
Or that's how you get the wrong foot amputated, depending on circumstances.
You don't need to obtain every single handout for this scenario. There are quite a lot.
That's how we know we've won.
We got full points. Yeah. You have to play it through again if you don't get them all. It's like Mario.
Yeah.
That's why...
There is one you could have got from Farmby.
Ooh.
When I do write a scenario, I'm going to start with handout 7 just to upset the players.
I have considered doing that.
So, Mr. Farmby...
Handout 4.
Up, down. Left, right.
Okay.
But if you do that, you just must remember to let the GM know that's what you've done. In the notes. Because otherwise you'll be constantly getting messages going, where are handouts 1 through 6 or 1 through 3?
I'm too lazy to actually do that.
That's only available to Patreon subscribers.
Go on. Be off with you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was so tired.
No, it's fine. Get some rest.
See you next time.
Same bat time, same bat place. Good night. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
See you in the funny papers.